Blog Talk Radio. Chapter 26, Parents' Legacy to Children.
The Law of Heredity. The physical and mental condition of the parents is perpetuated to their offspring. This is a matter that is not duly considered. Wherever the habits of the parents are contrary to physical law, the injury done to themselves will be repeated in the future generations. By physical, mental, and moral culture, all may become co-workers with Christ. Very much depends upon the parents. It lies with them whether they shall bring into the world children who will prove a blessing or a curse. The nobler the aims, the higher the mental and spiritual endowments, and the better developed the physical powers of the parents, the better will be the life equipment they give their children. In cultivating that which is best in themselves, parents are exerting an influence to mold society and to uplift future generations. Many parents are lamentably ignorant. Those who have charge of God's property in the souls and bodies of the children formed in His image should erect barriers against the sensual indulgence of this age, which is ruining the physical and moral health of thousands. If the many crimes of this time were traced to their true cause, it would be seen that they are chargeable to the ignorance of fathers and mothers who are indifferent on this subject. Health and life itself is being sacrificed to this lamentable ignorance. Parents, if you fail to give your children the education that God makes it your duty to give them, both by precept and example, you must answer to your God for the results. These results will not be confined merely to your children. They will reach through generations. Just as the one thistle permitted to grow in the field produced a harvest of its kind, the sins resulting from your neglect will work to ruin all who come within the sphere of their influence. Luxurious living and the use of wine corrupt the blood, inflame the passions, and produce diseases of every kind. But the evil does not end here. Parents leave maladies as a legacy to their children, as a rule. Every intemperate man who rears children transmits his inclinations and evil tendencies to his offspring. He gives them disease from his own inflamed and corrupted blood. Licentiousness, disease, and imbecility are transmitted as an inheritance of woe from father to son and from generation to generation. And this brings anguish and suffering into the world and is no less than a repetition of the fall of man. And yet, with scarcely a thought or care, men and women of the present generation indulge in temperance by surfeiting and drunkenness, and thereby leave as a legacy for the next generation disease, enfeebled intellects, and polluted morals. Fathers and mothers may study their own character in their children. They may often read humiliating lessons as they see their own imperfections reproduced in their sons and daughters. While seeking to repress and correct in their children hereditary tendencies to evil, parents should call to their aid double patience, perseverance, and love. When a child reveals the wrong traits which it has inherited from its parents, shall they storm over this reproduction of their own defects? No, no. Let parents keep a careful watch over themselves, guarding against all coarseness and roughness, lest these defects be seen once more in their children. Manifest the meekness and gentleness of Christ in dealing with the wayward little ones. Always bear in mind that they have received their perversity as an inheritance from the father or mother. then bear with the children who have inherited your own trait of character. Parents must trust implicitly in the power of Christ to transform the tendencies to wrong which have been transmitted to their children. Have patience, fathers and mothers. Often your past neglect will make your work hard, but God will give you strength if you will trust in Him. Deal wisely and tenderly with your children.
Steps to Christ. Chapter 4. Confession. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. The conditions of obtaining mercy of God are simple and just and reasonable. The Lord does not require us to do some grievous thing in order that we may have the forgiveness of sin. We need not make long and wearisome pilgrimages or perform painful penances to commend our souls to the God of heaven or to expiate our transgression. But he that confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy. The Apostle says, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed." James 5:16. Confess your sins to God, who only can forgive them, and your faults to one another. If you have given offense to your friend or neighbor, you are to acknowledge your wrong, and it is his duty to freely forgive you. Then you are to seek the forgiveness of God, because the brother you have wounded is the property of God, and in injuring him, you sinned against his Creator and Redeemer. The case is brought before the only true Mediator, our great High Priest, who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin, and who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and is able to cleanse from every stain of iniquity. Hebrews 4:15. Those who have not humbled their souls before God in acknowledging their guilt have not yet fulfilled the first condition of acceptance. If we have not experienced that repentance which is not to be repented of, and have not with true humiliation of soul and brokenness of spirit confessed our sins, abhorring our iniquity, we have never truly sought for the forgiveness of sin. And if we have never sought, we have never found the peace of God. The only reason we do not have remission of sins that are past is that we are not willing to humble our hearts and comply with the conditions of the word of truth. Explicit instruction is given concerning this matter. Confession of sin, whether public or private, should be heartfelt and freely expressed. It is not to be urged from the sinner. It is not to be made in a flippant and careless way, or forced from those who have no realizing sense of the abhorrent character of sin. The confession that is the outpouring of the inmost soul finds its way to the God of infinite pity. The psalmist says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Psalm 34:18. True confession is always of a specific character, and acknowledges particular sins. They may be of such a nature as to be brought before God only. They may be wrongs that could be confessed to individuals who have suffered injury through them. Or they may be of a public character, and should then be as publicly confessed. But all confession should be definite and to the point, acknowledging the very sins of which you are guilty. In the days of Samuel, the Israelites wandered from God. They were suffering the consequences of sin, for they had lost their faith in God, lost their discernment of His power and wisdom to rule the nation, lost their confidence in His ability to defend and vindicate His cause. They turned from the great ruler of the universe and desired to be governed as were the nations around them. Before they found peace, they made this definite confession: "We have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king." 1 Samuel 12:19. The very sin of which they were convicted had to be confessed. Their ingratitude oppressed their souls and severed them from God. Confession will not be acceptable to God without sincere repentance and reformation. There must be decided changes in the life. Everything offensive to God must be put away. This will be the result of genuine sorrow for sin. The work that we have to do on our part is plainly set.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Happy Preparation Day. As we know, the Sabbath is drawing near. Just want to thank you for joining us this evening. Let us have a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we thank you, Lord, for this Sabbath day as it is approaching. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for rest. We thank you for peace in the midst of this storm, Father. We thank you for your protection, your love upon our life, O Lord, upon the life of our children, those that are with grandchildren, great-grand, our niece, nephews, uncle, mother, father, sister, cousin, brother, friends, relative, near and far, even our enemies, O Father. We thank you ever so much, Lord, that we have a second chance of life to come before you and to repent, that true repentance, that confession of our sins, O Lord. Please forgive us, Lord. Please help us, Father, to draw closer to you, O Father, so that the devil will flee from us, O Father, and that we will be found rested in you, and that the devil can find nothing in us, but that we will have the character of our Creator, our Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Father, we thank you ever so much for the opportunity to come together, to praise you, to worship you in spirit and in truth, O Father, to call upon your name, to talk of your goodness, your promises, O Father, to be reminded of your love for us, O Father. As the angels look on and those on other worlds and see us human, O Father, and the way that we are interacting with each other and you, Father, please help us. Please help us, O Father, in the name of Jesus, to be Christ-like. Forgive us, O Lord, of our shortcoming. Please bless each and every brothers and sisters on this prayer line. Those that are joining us via the internet, be with them also, Lord. Give us wisdom and understanding, Lord. Help us to glorify you with our words, with our deeds, O Father. Help us to edify you on this prayer line, Lord. Bless the speaker also in the mark way. Fill him with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Touch him, O Father, as you will be revealing to him the study that is to be brought today, Father, a practical study of godliness that we need, Father, so that we can endure and that we can give our life to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Again, thank you for joining us this evening, brothers and sisters. I'd just like to read Genesis chapter 3, starting at verse 1. And please press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, if you'd like to offer a word of prayer for encouragement for on the behalf of those that you are interceding for. For and also for us here. Amen. So Genesis chapter 3, starting at verse 3, says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than the beast of the field, which the Lord had made. And he said unto the woman, had God said, ye shall not eat of every trees of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God does know it that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eye and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat it and gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat it." So we saw how deception and evil And sin came into the world through our forefathers, brothers and sisters. So help us as Satan tempts us in different ways and put things before us, present things before us that God said, don't do it. And, you know, just as things are rolling out and tragedy and debt tolls and disease is going on because of disobedience, even our bodies are living temple, a holy sacrifice unto God. And he said, excuse me, we shouldn't put anything in it that is going to destroy us. So may the Lord help us. Amen. I'll go and open the first line before I get some water. Again, thank you for joining us. 518-650, your line is now open. Your line is now open. Five one eight six five zero. Is your line on mute? 18650. Your line is open. Check, see if it's on mute, please. Okay. Person might have stepped away from the phone. 518-951. Your line is open. Can you hear me? Okay, brothers and sisters, I might be having technical difficulty because I'm unable to hear. 518-591. See if your line is on mute, please. 518-591. Okay. Again, brothers and sisters, please check your line. I'm not sure if it's me or there's something going on with the system, but I'll go back to 518-650. Your line is open. Five one eight 951, your line is open. I think I can hear something in the background, but I don't know if you can hear me.
All right, Sister Carla, I'm here. I hear you.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Did you want to share at this time, Sister Powell, or you want me to come back to your line?
Because, yeah. Okay, not Happy Sabbath yet, but it's soon come. Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. Thank you for hosting tonight, and thank you for opening my line. It seems like we have some technical difficulties with our sister. So I just have to give God thanks and praise for what he has done. He is so good. He is so great, especially have brought us through the 6 days. And now we soon be entering into the blessed Sabbath day of rest. I just want to give God thanks for it. I just want to give God thanks for, you know, my family members, my church brothers and my sisters, and especially this line that we are on. You know that is God really, really put us together in this form because he knew the crisis and the situation that was going to happen. And you know what? He said, my children, you have to be here. You know, so he placed us here. And I'm so grateful to Sister Carla that we can come here in this form. These 3 nights that we join, it also brings us that we can have our prayer, sisters, early morning prayer, Advent, early morning prayer. And, you know, by studying God's word and, you know, draw closer and closer to him because we see what is happening in this world. And we thank God that God have given us the knowledge and wisdom so that we can join together in this form to share and to bring praises to him. And even though it's a Sabbath, I'm going to sing this song, He Lives, because we know, even though a lot of people are saying that Jesus is not alive, we know that He lives, right? I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hands of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and He talks with me. A long life narrow way. He lives, He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. Though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and He talks with me. A long life narrow way. He lives, He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within our heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him. The help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with us and He talks with us. A long life narrow way. He lives, He lives. Salvation to impart. To ask me how I know He lives. He lives within our heart. Amen. We serve a risen Savior, my sisters and brother. And we know that He lives. Every day we see, we can look and saw what He has been doing with to us. And you know what? There is no other one beside Him. So I just want to give God thanks and praise this evening, this blessed Sabbath evening, that He have allowed us, you know, throughout the week, that He brought, we went out, every one of us maybe on go on the street, He protect us, and He carried us out back home safely. Some went to work, and He protect them and brought them back home safely. He provide for us food, shelter, clothing, peace of mind. He provided brothers and sisters that we can join together to testify about His goodness and to share His mercy, His blessing. So we know that He lives, and I'm so thankful that we can join in this form. And I will just offer a word of prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a blessed privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Father, we come this moment because we know You live. Father, we come to give You thanks and praise for the things that You have done for us. Father, we thank you, dear Lord, because once we was going in destruction broad road with our sin is so high, dear Lord, you said to us, if we confess our sin, my children, you are faithful and just to forgive and to throw it in the deepest part of the ocean. What a promise is that you have given unto your children. So, Lord, we want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for the hope of salvation. We want to thank you, Lord, for where you are now in the most holy sanctuary, doing a mighty, great work there, the last work in your ministry. And we are asking you, Father, to help us, each and every one of us who joined this prayer line, Sister Carlo, who is hosting, Brother Yudi, and family, wife and husband, Brother Bernard, Elder Richardson, Sister Richardson, Sister Leola, Brother Elder Rich, and Nahum, Sister Brenda, Brother John, Brother Rick and his wife, and Ashley and the whole family, the church organization. I also lift up Sister Dixon and her family member. Lord, we also lift up our young people on the land, Lord. Brother Bernard, we lift him up also, his family, his wife. And other family member is mother. We lift up Brother O'Neill and his children and also his siblings, Lord, and the work that they have been doing in the community of New York City, going out, sharing tracts and books, Lord. We lift them up to you. Lift up myself with my family, then my daughters, my son, my community, our children and grandchildren, Lord, my church family. I lift them up to you, my sister Stephanie, and as she prayed, Lord, for her daughter, Kaja and KJ and the young Erton and Ashton, Lord, and all the young people, dear Father, and Erico, Lord, and Elton, dear Lord, and Sister Naomi, Sister Kobe, Lord, we lift them up. We lift up Sister Lynn to you today. We also lift up Sister Tamika, or your new sisters, them who join us, Sister Payne. Lord, we lift up Sister Elizabeth. We lift up Sister Miriam. We lift up Brother Eli as he pray for his mom, Sister Rose. He also pray for Jari. He prays for Jovel. Sometimes Jovel is so mean to Brother Eli, but dear Lord, we place him at your feet at this time for you to touch his heart, that he will have compassionate love for his dear friend, Brother Eli, who care and love and ministering unto him. Lord, we also lift up our church, Lord, from the general conference, the local churches, the ministry, all the ministries, them in the church, and our brothers and our sisters. We also lift up those other young people who come up, Lord, and has been pleading and crying out and sharing the word out there. We ask you to give them strength and also protect them, dear Lord. Now, dear Father, as we present this line to you, you know everything about us. You know our heart, our mind, our soul, and help us, Lord, that we will be faithful to you, that we can worship you in spirit and truth as brothers and sisters. And now, Lord, we lift up the land, the country land, dear Lord. A lot of us would like to get to move from the city to go into the country, Lord. We lift up that for you. You said the cattle upon the hill belongs to you, and also the silver and gold. So there is nothing too hard that you cannot do. So we leave that in your care. We also lift up the project, the health store that your son, my brother, you did, dear Father. And we are asking you for strength, and we ask you for help, Lord. He need help and he need your presence. So we ask you, Lord, and allow it to be successful, dear Father. We know your work will be going on and your message will carry out, Lord. So we ask you for your blessings upon it. We present our dear host tonight, Sister Carla, the work that she has been doing, the homes that she attended, the patients, them that she take care of with love, compassion, where she can read for them, sing for them, and encourage them, dear Lord, and they can find hope in you and to know you. So we ask you to cover her, Lord, and give her the strength, and thank you for the blessing that you are pour upon upon her, dear Lord, and also her children, Nicholas and Amanda, we place in your care. What more could we ask of you more than give you all the praise and thank you for everything that you have done for us, we pray in Jesus' name. We also lift up Sister Barnaby, Lord, our song service leader, Lord, and giving praise to you, Sister Cantinelli, who come with the L-tip, Lord, Nage, Lord, we want to give you thanks for them. Bless them, keep them, guide and protect us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla.
The Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for the prayer. Thank you for the encouraging word and praying for each and every one of us that comes on in our family. And it's such a blessing to be encouraged and to hear the prayers goes up and that the Lord will hear and bless each and every one of us. Praise the Lord. It's absolutely we're blessed to be in the land of the living. And I used to hear people say, this is a joyous time. And I used to say, think, wow, so many people are being hurt and dying from this and that, and how can it be a joyous time? But it is, because we're here to represent Christ. We're here to do the work that he has called us to do. This is time for us to lift up our voices and cry aloud and spare not and show thy people thy transgression. So we are here for a reason. So it is a joyous time. We are here to bring glory to God. We are here as his disciple, his mouthpiece, his hands and foot. I mean, he doesn't need us, but he had created us for this purpose. And if we're willing, he will give us blessing. He will give us his protection. He will cover us in his love. Amen. So let us worship the Lord. Let us fear God only and not men. So I'll go to the next caller again. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Please press 1 to share your testimony, your prayers report. If you have a prayer request or if you have a song of meditation, just to share in this time of God hour, the last end time, time on earth that we have to glorify God before everyone. Amen. 985-232, your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath. It's not quite dark yet, but just happy Sabbath anyway. And I just want to thank God for us being watched over all night and woke us up today. And just thank him for blessing us, because we're just blessed. That's all I can say. And I thank God for it, because without him, we wouldn't be able to make it. And I just want to read I would like to read a prayer. Let's see. It is better to say nothing than open our mouth and sin with our words. The more we walk, the more lighter we are to say something amiss. The tongue is often the instrument of sin. Better to let our words be few, or think before we speak. Better to weigh our thoughts before we make them spoken words. Amen. Amen again. Thank God for that. Because I just want to thank God for these words, because we are often say things we shouldn't, and he's right. We shouldn't open our mouth, because sometimes things are not spoken right. I just know I'm in this mess, so I have to pray some time before I can do things. But God is good, and I know he don't go wrong. Sometimes he picks us out of scriptures, and we are called out. Some of us afraid to read them. Some of us afraid to be called out. But me, myself, I love it when the Lord called me out because I can practice on it. And then I know what he wants me to do. So I practice on getting better when he said it's better not to open our mouth because I know I'm not doing the right thing. So I just want to ask for prayers for Advent Light Ministry, all their projects and what everything they got going on and they need to get done. I want to pray for all our help, all the help from the prayer line. Pray for all their upcoming events, their families. Want to pray for the sick, the homeless, the ones that abroad and outside, COVID. Just want to pray for all our entire family that's missing, and we pray for some to come back because, you know, without the Lord, we won't make it, not in this time of life. We just won't make it without him, period. So we just pray. I see so many people that are lost and don't know God. They just give up, and they just keep saying what they're saying is like they're on the destruction road. And I just tell them that if they don't find God or pray, they're not going to make it because they look like they're on that narrow road and they ain't going to make it because they're going to do something. They don't look like they're going to be sorry, but I told them that ain't the way to go. The way to go is pray and be patient because, you know, you got another life. God could take care of all that. So I'm not going to be too long, but me and Brother John been just helping him. So I'm going to let him do his own speech. And thank God for you opening my line, sister. And I miss my sister. I haven't heard from her, so I pray she called me. I know the Lord taking care of everybody out there. So I pray she called me one day. Amen. Sister Leola.
Hey, this is John from Houma, Louisiana. And I just hope everyone's having a blessed evening, whatever part of the world it is today. And I just say hello, too, to my sister-in-law, Leola, Sister Leola. And hope that her and Brother Ray doing wonderful. And I just want to say that I was just thinking about faith just now. Now my wife sent me the phone, and I was just thinking about many things that I've been through and some hard times and some downs. And I remember I just prayed to the Lord, you know, to give me faith through it. And it's like it works every time. He's there because it's like a test of faith, things that happen. And we wonder sometimes. But, yeah, that's the real test of faith sometimes when you go through things and you pray to him. And it looks like he makes me stronger and stronger no matter whatever I go through. And I thought, by learning the Lord, I thought when I was first getting into the Word, like some things he'll probably, you know, help me through this if it's real scary and this and that. But no, I realize it's everything. It's everything. That's every burden you go through, he's with you. He helps you through it. And like I said, you just pray for, and then he gives you a way out, too. Your mind could expand once you pray to the Lord. This situation, how can I fix it or how can I make it through? And it's like ideas come in my head of how to make it through the situation or how to deal with it more better. And it's like, wow, the Lord just said, answer my prayer. That is a good thought. That would work. And then I try what I think of, you know, with the God, what God placed into my mind. I tried it, thought, And then I worked the problem out. Like, wow, it really worked out, you know. So, I mean, even fear, you know, anything that would try to give me fear, I just pray about it, and it's like I face fear head on, and I conquer it no matter what. If it's something to worry about, I just face the fear, and that's it. And I know those problems don't go away unless you face them. So face everything. Face the fear. Face your problems. Just pray to God for anything negative, and he's going to show you the way. I'm just saying that just be strong and hang in there. And God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for sharing and for your testimonies. We know testimonies keep us going and encourage us and remind us where God has brought us from. And it's been a mighty long way. And it's still, you know, where he's still enduring with us. He's still carrying us. He's still helping us, providing for us, having compassion upon us and directing us each step of the way. If we will call upon him, he will guide us. Amen. We know that he showers the rain and the sunshine on the just and the unjust. So what a mighty God we serve, who loves his creatures, and he loves each and every one of us. Praise the Lord. And yes, Sister Brenda, Sister Leola must be having a good time in the country. I know she's in Alabama. Been what? 2 weeks? It's going to go on. Yeah, this weekend it's going to be 2 weeks since she's been out there. I haven't spoke to her, but I know, I think it was a camp meeting or something going on out there with another sister, and she's studying and enjoying that country living. And probably is going to sleep early. So I know that all is well with her by the grace of God. And we just have to be encouraged and keep each other in prayer and pray that she'll call you soon to give you the good news. And she'll come on and testify of the goodness of God. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to pray? Please press 1, song of thanksgiving, have a testimony, prayer request. Please press 1 so that I can open your line. I know early I was having difficulty with a line. I don't know if it was on my part or something was wrong, but I think this is the dear sister. 518-650, your line is now open.
Hello, good afternoon.
Amen. Amen.
Hi. Is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek, waiting in his course today. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. While we seek supplies of grace through the dear Redeemer's name, show thy reconciling face, take away our sin and shame. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day in thee. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day in thee. When the morn shall bid us rise, may we feel thy presence near. May thy glory meet our eyes when we in thy house appear. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting peace. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting peace. May the gospel's joyful sound conquer sinners, comfort saves. May the fruits of grace abound, bring relief to all complaints. Thus may all our Sabbaths be, till we rise to reign with thee. Thus may all our Sabbaths be, till we rise to reign. I'm going to read Hebrews 4, verses 5 to 9. Hebrews 4, verses 4 to 9. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again he limited a certain day, saying, in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day. 9 and last, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. And verse 10 said, for he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek, waiting in his courts today. O Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your high and holy name. We just want to thank you for bringing us through the 6 days of toil and labor. And now, Lord, as your Sabbath draw at night, help us to worship you in spirit and in truth, because you is God, and you have given us the Sabbath day to rest. Friday evening sunset to Saturday evening sunset. So, Lord, we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you. We just want to magnify your God. We just want to exalt you. We just want to lift you up. We just want to give you thanks for your many, many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We just give ourselves completely to you, Lord. If there is anything in us that is unlike you, O God, remove it so that our prayer can come up to you as sweet incense. Lord, forgive us of our sins, O God, because we sin and we don't know, Lord. Whatever we have done wrong throughout the 6 days of toil and labor, O God, we are asking you to forgive us of all the things that we have done. God, we are asking you to anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Creating us clean heart, O God, and renew right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from us. We put ourselves into your hand, O God. We are asking you to mold us and to fashion us into your likeness. Because you is God and God alone. You have made us and not we ourselves. We are your people, O God. So, Lord, we enter into your gate with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We are thankful to you, O God, because we need your blessing. We need your sanctification. We need your cleansing. We need your purging, O God, along with our families. We're asking you to touch our children, our grandchildren, all our families all over the world, O God. Help them to draw nigh to you, God, and you will draw nigh to them. Help them not to deny you, O God, because whoever deny you, Lord, you are going to deny them. So, Lord, help us. Help us, O God. Help us. Never leave us. Never forsake us. Always be near us, O God, to hear us when we cry. Lord, you will not forsake us. And you will not lift us to be found wanting. You will supply our needs according to your riches in glory. So, Lord Jesus, help us to be faithful. Help us to be true. Help us to be kind. Father, whatever I've done wrong, forgive me, O God. Because you know, you see, and you understand, Jesus. We are human, no good in us. Father, as I come before you this evening, dear God, I'm asking you to touch the sick, heal the sick, O God. Feed the hungry, dear God, clothe the naked, open shelter for the homeless. Lord, freely you receive and freely you give. Be in every one of your hospitals all over the world, dear God, in diverse places. Touch the sick patient. Touch your visitors, touch your nurses and the doctors, oh God. Father, who's a sympathizing Jesus? There's nothing too hard for you, and there's nothing you cannot do. So, Lord, remember us, oh God. We need you, Lord. We need you. We need you, God. We need you. Without you, there's nothing we can do. And we are without you, Lord. We can do nothing. Lord, I put the government of this country into your hand, dear God. I'm asking you to be with them in a special way, Lord, and help them to come close to you and to ask you for leading so that you, they can run the country and lead your people aright, oh God. Look down from heaven upon us, dear Jesus. Forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Rebuke, remove, and destroy everything that so easily beset us, oh God. Help us to be patient. Help us to be kind. Help us to do what you would want to be like you. Lord, I leave everything into your hand, dear God. There's much more to say, but Lord, you know. And you take note of everything and you know everything. So, Lord Jesus, come near to us and bless us, oh God. Bless the speaker who is going to speak on the line tonight. I put him before you. Let he not be seen, but let the words from his mouth come from your throne. Have your way, dear God. Let your will be done. I give thanks and I give praise. In the name of the Father, Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for just being a faithful servant of God, being a blessing, encouragement to each and every one. Thank you very much for coming on, sharing, and your prayer. May the Lord continue to bless you and use you mightily in your community, amongst your family and friends, and also on this prayer line. Thank you. Amen. Again, happy Sabbath. Happy preparation for day for those that are not in the Sabbath yet. The sun has not set yet, but God is surely worthy to be praised. And I'll go ahead and open the next line. Amen. Amen. 804-238-1979. Your line is now open.
Hello.
Amen. Happy Sabbath.
Sister Carla and everyone. This is Katie in Virginia. I want to give a testimony, and I also have a prayer request. The prayer request is for a lady named Lisa. She has a rare brain disease, and this really has affected her eyesight and her balance and everything like that, and it's causing her to have other health problems. So we'd like to keep her in prayer. And it was a little baby, 3-month-old boy named Hayden that I have asked prayer requests from. He has 2 holes heart. He has undeveloped lung, and he was having a hard time breathing, and he had a lot of other health issues. He's only 3 months old. Well, the doctor did surgery on his heart, and the doctor that did that surgery had the same problem when he was a baby, when he was first born. And I find that to be just wonderful. And so Hayden's heart is closed. Both of the holes are closed, and he's doing fine with that part. But I want to keep him in prayer because he has other health issues, like with his lungs and whatnot. But at least his heart, the holes is closed, and they heal it, and his heart is healing and getting stronger. So that is my testimony for that. So God is good. No matter how bad things seem, we have to remind ourselves that God is in control. Nevertheless, though Satan put all these things upon us and upon the earth, but we have to remember God is still in control. And I want to keep my son Dominique in prayer. He's going through some things. And in June, it's going to be a tough time for him because of what he's going through. But I know God can intervene and change the outcome of things. So I want to keep him in prayer that things turn out good for him in June, and keep him, his family in prayer as well, the 2 little boys and Autumn.
Amen, amen. I think your audio went out, Sister Katie, but Were you finished?
Yes, I was. Where did you hear? What was the last thing that you heard?
Sun Dominic, the boys in autumn.
Yes. Keep my son Dominic in prayer, because come June he'd be going through a lot. So, yeah, and that everything will turn out okay for him come June.
Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Katie, for coming on and sharing, and we will definitely keep your son in prayer and his situation and his twins and the mother, and also for the baby, Hayton, and also for Sister Lisa. Amen. Okay, brothers and sisters, we have quite a few more people to open to share, so I will go to the next caller. Again, thank you for calling, and happy Sabbath. God is good, and he's truly worthy to be praised. 631-552, your line is now open.
Good night, Mr. Caller. Blessing. Good night, brothers and sisters. I have the light prayer line. It's truly a blessing to be on the line. Thank God for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. Once more, God has been so good. Preserve my life to be all once more. The most beautiful day of the week, the Sabbath, and I want to thank him for that. He has given me strength even when I was weak. So I'm grateful. And I just want to share a scripture and a quote. My scripture is, 1 second, Proverbs. I could share the quote first, but I'm at Proverbs now, so let me share it. On Proverbs 7, verse 25, he says, "The A appeareth, and the tender grass showeth itself, and the herb of the mountains are gathered." My quote now. It's from Pamphlet 144, page 16.3, and manuscript 63, 1899. It says, "By his own working agency, he has created materials which will restore the sick to health. If men would use aright the wisdom God has given them, this world would be a place resembling heaven." When I read this quote today, it just blessed my heart that God said, if men use the material that he has provided which will restore the sick to health. And if men would use aright the wisdom God has given them, this world would be a place resembling heaven. Just imagine if man wasn't having their own way, doing things their way, then this world will be like heaven. And as we see what is going on in the news, they are saying that before these things have to be normal, we have to follow the ways of men. But we know that the ways of man is the ways of the devil. We have to follow the ways of God. So Sister Cola, I ask for prayer for the rest of my family member. And as we have a wonderful testimony, we had a meeting with all my siblings and six of us, and trying to bring back the connection and socializing more, praying for each other, encouraging each other in these times. That a fast of prayer for them. I mean, three of them has given their life to God, and two is still out there. So we ask for prayer for them that they will come as we try to build a family circle and try to incorporate them in our prayers and encourage them. And, you know, so I ask for prayers. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that quote, Brother O'Neill. What a blessing hearing that quote was. God is truly good, and
God does not make mistakes. It's men, you know, that makes mistakes, and men trying to play God and take things in their own hand. And we see how that happened just before the flood came. And it's the same thing has happened in, again. But we know this time God is coming for his elect. He's coming for his people, brothers and sisters. So it's time for you to get prepared. We're living in a stupendous time. We're living in a time that we, again, shall glorify God and we shall praise him, not fearing men, what they might say or do, because we ought to live for God, because we belong to him. We are his purchased property, and we have to act like it each and every day. We are his representative with every time we step out our door, even at home. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll go to the next caller. Again, blessed Sabbath to each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 518-409. Your line is open. I believe this is Brother Yudi. He wants to share before he speaks.
All right, God. Happy Sabbath and blessings to you all. Mm-hmm. Happy Sabbath and blessings to you all. This is Brother Yudi. I'm calling from the state of Arkansas, and I want to thank the Lord for all of his blessings that he has bestowed upon us. This week, I was supposed to start work on Monday, but I got a call on Monday. They said that they were still waiting for some paperwork to come back, and they weren't able to start me on Monday. And then Tuesday, I got the same call as well. And then they basically put back my start date because they were waiting for paperwork to come in. So nonetheless, on Wednesday, I was able to start work this week. So I just want to thank the Lord for all of his blessings. And today was a crazy day, as it is every Friday in these facilities. As you know, if you've been a nurse or a CNA working in these facilities, it seems like on Fridays the enemy is so much more busier, you know, as we are trying to get into the Sabbath than he is on other days. But nevertheless, you know, I started that facility, and I was able to show them Christ's character this week. And even I'm praying that I would be able to do this on a daily basis as we do this. And then the Lord really blessed us this week with some help, you know, from him. He knows our needs. He answered our prayers, you know, as we were asking him to answer our prayers. And God is so good, friends, because he is always on time, you know. I just want to thank him for his blessings and everything that he has bestowed upon us. So continue to pray for us. I came home, and I haven't seen my family. It's been a rough day, so I have asked Brother Richardson to speak in my stead. So he's going to be on this line speaking, and I understand there are other individuals sharing. So I would advise you guys to just try to keep it short so we can get into our message for this evening. But nevertheless, we want everybody to share, but just be mindful of our time. I just want to thank the Lord for the Sabbath, for what he has done, and great things he has done for us. The industry is still a work in progress this week. We got some good news that we were able to find us a plumber to help to write out the things that are necessary for us to submit to the Department of Health in order to get the okay. And so we are praying as well. And some of the members from the church did come down to visit and pray for us, because there's supposed to be something that goes in the bulletin, basically asking for help in any way, shape, or form that they can to help us get off the ground. But thank you once again for all of your prayers that you have been. I know that you have been praying for us. Pray for us that we would be able to open shortly as we were supposed to open in May, but that didn't happen. And so we know that God's will shall be done. So thank you once again for hosting. And thank you, everyone, for being on this prayer line again. May God bless you, and thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Yudi, for coming on and sharing. And yes, we will petition the health food store and your family and extended family in prayer and your church family also. We know that the Lord is listening. He's waiting to hear our prayers and our cry and our adoration for him and our praises for him, and which is due only to him. So may we do that in spirit and in truth, brothers and sisters. Again, press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, so that I can open your line. Well, we will start. I don't see Elder. Okay, I'll open this line, and we'll start our prayer soon. I don't see Elder Richardson on yet, but we will start our prayer after this line. I open this line, 815-386. Your line is now open.
Jane, and I'm from.
Amen.
I'm from Illinois, and I'm saying happy Sabbath to everyone. And it's a privilege for me to be here this evening. I'm sounding a little down. The reason for that is today I went out to visit a sister. She didn't expect me coming, but I reached, and when they opened the door and I got inside, everybody was sick. Everybody was sick. And I mean sick, good sick. And I was so down because this sister is one of the teacher of the church. She preaching, she teach this class from the first time I go to that church, 5 years. She's still preaching and preaching. Now I went by her house and she's so sick. And after talking and talking with her, I see her, she cannot breathe. She's not breathing. I said, what? Relax, don't talk because you're not breathing. I said, why you are breathing like that? She just couldn't catch her breath. And then there was another sister. I don't know this lady. There was another lady in the house there. And she having the same breathing. And I said to myself, why the two of them having this shorter breath? And the little son, grandson, come again. The grandson is having shorter. I said, what happening here? She don't know. But by talking and talking, they went and they go and they take the injection. I said, Lord of mercy, that thing hurt me so much. I mean, she's a teacher in the church, you know, and these are brethren. And the three of them now take the thing and not the epidemic business there, and now they're all not greeting. And so I was there for a while, and whatever I went for, I got it, and I just leave so sad, so sad. I'm asking for prayer for them. And before I go into that, I'm going to sing my song.
Holy Sabbath day of praise, by your master richly blessed, God created and divine, set aside for holy time. Yes, the Sabbath, yes, that holy Sabbath rest, for your God divinely blessed, it to us assigned shall be throughout all eternity. Seek not pleasure of this earth with its folly, noise, and burn. They are better things in store over on the other shore. Oh, yes, this holy Sabbath rest, by your God divinely blessed. It's to us a sign shall be throughout all eternity. As the Sabbath draweth on, Friday set up on set up it. As the Sabbath draweth on, Friday eve at sight of sun, Christian whole soul then should meet, sing and pray at Jesus' feet, asking for saving grace, also victory in the race, and to help us by his power, to keep holy every hour. Oh yes, thy holy Sabbath rest, by your blood divinely blessed. It to us a sign shall be throughout all eternity, Father.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you, trusting, always trusting. I trust you, God. I keep telling you all my life, I just trust you. I trust you with my life. I trust you with my brethren. I trust you with those people who is sick over there. I trust you with my family. I trust you with my siblings, my son. I trust you with my brethren. I just trust the Lord with myself. And I know that if I trust you, I can depend upon you, for you're a very dependable God. And thank you for a wonderful week. It was a little troublesome, but dear God, we are all still alive. We lose none. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, for guidance and protection, food, shelter, raiment. I just want to tell you thanks that I do the visiting today. And I tell you, Lord, something is wrong, but I know that you are the healing balm in Gilead. And, oh, God, you shall break every chain. I pray for those family. And I pray for my brethren here and the host and everybody here that is on the line. And those who are not here, I pray for them, oh, God. I pray, dear Father, that one of these great days when that cloud shall burst, none of us be missing from your calling. Yes, Lord, I pray for the prodigal outside there. Some of them are eating so much ox that they don't even realize it, oh God. They don't realize how near things are. Father, I pray you bring in the prodigals, oh dear Father. I pray, oh God, for the church, our ministers, the general conference coming down through the world, oh God, I pray. For every member, I pray, Lord, for all, especially the teachers and the pastors. Yes, my Lord, I pray for all the things and the places and everything that is going wrong. Pray, Lord, for the presidents and all the countries, prime ministers and presidents. We pray, oh God, for that one out of that place in Rome. You know what's happening, oh God. This is the one that's doing the trouble. I pray, oh God, I pray. I ask you, you know what to do with it, dear Father. I pray for all my brethren, sick and afflicted. And I pray, oh Lord, that you may help us to reach all who we can reach, dear Father, and bring them in before it's too late. And all the other sheep from different fold, dear Father, we are just trusting you to bring them in the fold before it's too late. Yes, my Lord, and I pray, oh God, that everyone that stands in need of a prayer tonight, that you may reach down your hand, oh God, reach down your hand. When you reach down your hands for me, I remember I was lost and done, but God and his son, praise God. Yes, you remember me, where you brought me from and where I should be. And, oh, God, you doesn't finish with me yet, but I'm not nowhere where I should be. But I trust you. I promise I trust you with my life. And I depend upon you to take care of all of us right now on the line. And as the speaker is about to come, oh, God, bless us. Bring some delight to us, dear Father. Bless the messenger and the message this evening so that we can get something in our soul to keep us for another time. Continue to bless each and every one. And when time on earth shall be no more, may none of us be missing from your calling. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Payne. What sadness to hear that your friend and, the other lady and the grandson have taken this experimental drug and it's causing havoc in their life. If I know I pray that if they had another chance, they would not do the same. May they share this information with others to warn people, do not take this vaccine. Only the Lord can save us, and these mad scientists, these vaccines cannot save us. Only God can protect us and save us. Lord, help us, help us. Let us go into prayer, another prayer, as Elder Richardson is on, and he will be bringing the message. And we know that this vaccine is causing havoc in family, and, you know, multiple family are taking, and they're dying, they're sick, and they cannot even help each other because everyone have taken it, and they're coming down with this breathing problem. And I've heard that it affects blacks more than the other nationality, but eventually it's a slow death to many. Some is a fast death right away. Some is a slow death, and some is just a painful death, and God didn't design us to die like this. He says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And why should we die before our time? But because of disobedience, but because of trusting in men, this is what happened. Kind and loving Father, please forgive us of our sins, O Lord. Please help us, O Father. Help our friends, our family, those that are taking the vaccine, those that are contemplating taking the vaccine, those that are in the valley of decision, O Lord. I pray that you will wake them up, O Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will repent, O Father, because they're just like the gospel will be preached throughout the whole world before the end shall come. I believe many of these people have heard of the outcome of this vaccine and the side effects, and they still, Lord, went and take it, and they still, Father, was disobedient. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, may your will be done. May we stay faithful. May we stand no matter what. If whatever is taken away, cut off, oh, Father, you will provide. May we learn to do with the bare necessity, oh, Father. You heard the cry, the unspoken prayer requests of your sons and daughter, Lord. I ask that you will intervene. Be with Sister Katie and Sister Lisa and the little baby 3 months old, Lord, with holes in his heart. I thank you for guiding the doctor heart to sew it up, oh, Father, but he still have other ailments, oh, Father. Please, Lord, touch him right now. Please be with Dominique, Autumn, and the twins, oh, Lord. Please, Lord, intercede on their behalf. But, Father, you're calling for repentance of sin. Oh, Father, have mercy. Help him to repent, oh, Lord. Be with Sister Paulette in the Markway, Sister Payne, Sister Consonelli. Be with Sister Powell, Brother O'Neill, as he's praying for his sibling, oh, Father, to draw closer to you and to be an example unto them. We thank you, O Father, bless his children, even my children, Amanda and Nicholas. O Lord, have mercy upon them and their fathers and their brothers and sisters, O Lord, and my extended family, my grandmother, my dad, and my friends and my brothers and sisters. Brother Yudi is asking for prayer for the health food store, for himself, the church, his family as a whole, Melissa, Caleb, Elizabeth, and his mother-in-law, father-in-law that's still there, and his family back in Haiti and those that are in the Philippines and here. Lord, please have mercy, Brother Bernard. We lift him up, Elder Rick, Father. Please bless him. Ashley, his family, his other daughter and son and grandchildren, oh, Father, be with them in the Markway. Sister Powell, continue to be with her, that she will be a light in her home and her community. Her daughter, Stephanie, and her other two two daughter and son and grandchildren, oh Lord, and great-grandchildren, and the project in Jamaica. As she's praying for those people, praying for those children, oh Lord, have mercy upon them. Bless Sister Leola and Brother Ray, Sister Brenda, Brother John, and their family and grandchildren, Lord. Also, be with the missing members in the Mark way. We thank you for Elder Richardson, Sister Richardson, and their family. Continue to provide for them, Lord. Continue to help them and strengthen them, oh Father. The unspoken prayer request is I petition those before you, Brother Eli, Father. Be with him, his mother, Jahari, and all the prayer requests that he has shared with the group from time to time, oh Lord. I ask that you will answer those, that he will come back and give a praise report, oh Lord. Please bless the ministry, Upper Room Ministry, Advent Light Ministry, Tapna Ministry, and the several ministry that we know of and that's going on and ushering, sharing the gospel and telling people it's time to repent, it's time to afflict your soul because Jesus is soon to come and he's even at the door. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. Bless Elder Richardson. Fill his mouth with your word, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I will open your line. Elder Richardson, your line is now open.
Yes, hello. You hear me, Sister Carla?
Yes, I can hear you. We can hear you, sir.
Oh, okay. Amen, amen. Well, I am thankful to the Lord. Now, as I thought of it very keenly, I was up on my second loft, just finalizing because it's an hour earlier here, so the sun was still a little bit. So I was not too far from coming down from the second loft of my log cabin that I'm building. My wife called and said, Brother Yudi, I want to speak to me. And he told me that I need to fill in. But the thought of it came to me is like when I remember when Jesus was passing by and Zacchaeus went up the sycamore tree to see Jesus pass. And when Jesus looked up, he saw Zacchaeus, and he said, Zacchaeus, come down, for today I would abide at your house. So I see a similarity in this experience where Brother Yudi called me and said, Elder Richardson, he didn't know I was up there in the second loft of my log cabinet I'm building. I had to come down for I wanted me to present the word, to abide and bring the word in and amongst God's people. So in every way, you know, God is good. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be honored. He's worthy to be glorified. And I thank God for the blessings of his grace, his love, and his mercies. And God is good to us all the time. And we ought to be thankful and grateful and mindful at all times and giving him all the praise and all the glory that is due to him. And I thank you for this opportunity to minister the word. And I believe that as a Christian or a servant of God, we should be always ready to give an answer to every man that asks the hope that is in us. And this is why we always have to be ready, not to be prepared, but to be ready. And for God always have a ram caught in the thicket by the grace of God. So with this in mind, let's offer another word of prayer. I didn't hear most or all of the brethren testimonies, but I believe that we had shared and we had prayed and we had sung. And I apologize for not being on the line for a while. I know I've been extremely busy, as the case might be, not only on a Friday, but because I sometimes have to be on another line with the church holding eldership there. So God is worthy to be praised, and he's worthy to be honored. Amen. Let us pray. We won't keep the saints any longer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful and grateful for this opportunity to gather here on this, your holy Sabbath, day of rest and gladness. Lord, we, your people, are privileged to call upon you, knowing that you have called us. Father, as the lesson indicated, and in 1 Peter 2:9, that we are called as a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, called out of a world of darkness into your marvelous light. And so, God, you have called us to be your people in rightly representing you. So, Lord, as your word go forth, Lord, as your people wait upon a word, the bread from heaven, oh, Lord, I pray that you will hide me behind a cross, that you will speak through me, for me, by me, and in me, oh, Lord, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable, Lord, in your holy sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Our text today, our main theme text today, is found in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 13. And I'll give everybody a little few seconds to get to their Bibles if you can. At this time, we're going to the book of Revelation chapter 16, and we're going to read verses 13. Very important text that we, all the Seventh Adventists, should be acquainted with. And knowing that this is a text that really will combine and bring together the unified forces against us in the last days. But before we read Revelation chapter 16 and verse 13, Sister Carla, I would like you to read Revelation chapter 16 and verse 13. But before you read that, as you are finding it, I hope you are in a place where you have the Bible and you can read it. As the case might be, Revelation 16 and verse 13. But let me read two stanza of this song 665 in the church hymnal, in the old church hymnal. 665, let's say, how far from home. Brethren, we are not far from home. Let me read out these two stanzas. How far from home, I ask, as on I bent my steps, the watchman spake. The long dark night is almost gone. The morning soon will break. Then weep no more, but speed thy flight. With hope's bright star, thy guiding ray, till thou shalt reach the realms of light in everlasting day. In the last verse of 4, it said, not far from home, O blessed thought, the traveler's lonely heart to cheer, which oft a healing balm has brought, and it dried the mourner's tears. Then, brethren, weep no more, since we shall meet, where weary footsteps never roam, our trials pass, our joys complete, safe in our Father's home. What a beautiful early Adventist hymn that we need to always be singing to remind us, brethren and sisters, that knowing the time, that now is high time that we awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. So, brethren, we are not far from home by the grace of God, whether dead or alive. Jesus' imminent coming will call us from our graves or be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And we ought, by the grace of God, to hold fast, hold steady like Jacob. The long dark night is almost gone. The morning soon will break. We got to hold on, brethren and sisters. Probation is fast closing. Names are called. Some accepted, some rejected. Let us, by the grace of God, truly find ourselves in trusting Jesus each and every day, each and every step of the way. So by and by, in glory, when he comes, we all can say, Lord, this is our God. We have been waiting for him. Wonderful song this is. All right, Sister Carla, can you read Revelation chapter 16 and verse 13 for me kindly? Revelation
Amen.
16 and verse 13. Yes.
Amen. Revelation chapter 16 and verse 13 reads, And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Read verse 14 also, sister.
Okay.
Verse 14.
For they are the spirits of devil, working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
Amen.
Amen.
Brethren and sisters, we are seeing here that in this verse, these verses rather, in prophetic language, speaking about three unclean spirits like frogs. And we know what the nature of a frog is all about. The nature of a frog is that his tongue is a very sticky, soft, sticky, that when he lashes out at his prey, it goes out and it holds and pulls it in. That's how the nature of the frog is all about. And this is what the papacy is ever since it received that deadly wound in 1798. And we see that where that the healing of that wound, that deadly wound that the Pope had received, we have seen the beginning of that healing since in 1929. We see here with Mussolini and Gasparri that formed the pact that gave the authority and the seat to the Pope again. And ever since, it has been the papacy's nature and characteristic, and they cannot change. Can a leopard change his spot? No. So they are again on the rise. The papacy again are on the rise. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 40 to 45, we'll understand that the king of the north is coming against the king of the south. So the papacy, the king of the north, is coming against Protestant America here, where they are coming, where they are going to establish and have done that. Pope Francis has already brought church and all the Sunday churches. There's no more protests, brethren and sisters, since 2015. No more protests. All the churches, Sunday churches, are under the auspices of the papacy. And here we are seeing now that apostate Protestant, which is going to form the image to the beast. The beast is the papacy. And the image is a reflection of the papacy, that where apostate Protestants are already fostering and bring about Sunday as a day for worship. And that's what the papacy, the Pope, the papal hierarchy is all about, brethren and sisters. And we are seeing here that that they have united, and not fully united in the sense, but they are going to be fully united. Protestant, Catholic will form a confederation, a union, all right? And we have seen that this has happened since in 2004 and 2005 when Christian churches together was being formed. That has already been in place, brethren and sisters, all right? This organization have existed since there, and it's about to where apostate Protestant America is going to form that image to the beast, all right? So we are seeing that that is going to take place, brethren, and has already taken place, and we are on the very doorstep. we are on the very verge of the full alliance of these two and three combined union together. It has always been an experience for God's people, ancient Israel in time past. We have understood that even in time past, in ancient Israel, we have seen various unions where they have combined and confederated themselves against the people of God. If we turn to Job, like you do, turn to your Bibles, we are walking through the Bible, I'm taking us somewhere, and we're going to see how even the last union of these three confederate powers, spiritualism, apostate Protestantism, and Catholicism, we're going to see how that it's going to be repeated here, which has already been accomplished already in time past. What was will be in the future, brethren and sisters. If you'd like to turn with me to Job, the book of Job, and I want to bring something very important to mind here to understand the confederacy of these combined coming together has always been in time ages coming against God's people. All right, I'm going to the book of Job, Job chapter 1, all right, and we are going to see how this confederacy have been in time past, being in play, all right, and how it's going to be repeated in the near future. All right, Sister Carla, I'd like you to read Job chapter 1, okay, and we know that this, and we know this experience was when Satan afflicted Job and his family and caused the death of Job's 10 children and their farm and cattle and their herds. Sister Carla, I'd like you to read verse 13, and read on. Job chapter 1 and verse 13. I just want to build up a point here to show us how the threefold unity in the last days will be repeated. Go ahead. Verse 13 down. I'll tell you when to stop.
Okay. Job chapter 1 at verse 13.
Yes.
And there was a day when his son and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and this is Job's children. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon
all
them.
All right, hold it right there. And the who?
Sabaeans.
And the who fell? Right, note that first set of group of enemy that came, the Sabaeans. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servant with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the fire of God is falling from heaven and has burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and only I am escaped alone to tell thee.
Go ahead.
Verse 17, while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and seven.
Hold it there. Hold it there. The who? The Chaldeans. Chaldeans. And who are the Chaldeans? We're going to find out who the Chaldeans are in a while. Go ahead. Made out of God? How many bands?
Made three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away. Yea, the slain, the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escape alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, thy son and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house.
Yes.
And behold, there came a great wind from the wildness
and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell upon the ground and worshiped.
So, brother,
go ahead.
Yes, that is fine. So we have seen here, brethren, that clearly that concerning Job's children, we have seen here that they fell upon them three bands. So we want to know that three bands. And we know the Sabians and the Chaldeans, all right, they came against Job's children, all right? And Satan also with a strong wind caused the house to cave in and fell. So we know that Satan is behind the destruction and of God, has always been behind the destruction of God's people. We have seen that even from day one, where he had, from since in heaven, he was undermining God in going about and deceiving the angels, in deceiving one third. All right? We have seen that he had deceived our parents again in a sense of distrusting God. So, and we have seen it here with Job also and Job's children, that these three bands came upon the children and took all the cattle and all these and killed the servants. And we have seen here the same kind of scenario here playing out here in Revelation 16:13, the three unclean spirit like frogs. Now, if we will go to, I just want to bring a little foundation here to show us that all these things are going to be repeated and will be repeated, and we have seen it even right before our very eyes. I'd like you to go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. You see, if we understand the past experiences of what happened to God's people, we'll understand futuristic happenings that will come upon us as a God's people, and we must be in place. We must be ready, brethren. We must give up our lives by the grace of God. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we are going through the Bible. Here we have in a Bible study, and we are going to realize and understand here that Satan is always sending his people to against God's people in every way to destroy them, in every way. Sister Calary, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and we're going to read from verse 1 until verse 2, verse 1 and 2. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 1 and 2.
Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1 and 2.
Yes.
It came to pass after this also that the children of Moabite and the children of Ammon, and with them others besides the Ammonites that came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria, and behold, they be in Hazagon Tamar, which is Engedi.
That's fair. All right, so what are we seeing playing out here again? Right? We are seeing here that it came to pass that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and we know the children of Moab and the children of Ammon are the children of who? Of Lot. When his two daughters had him drunk with wine, and they went into him, and they bear their father's children, Moab and Ammon. All right, so here we are seeing that these same, even that they were related, the Moabites and the Ammonites are related to Israel as a nation. And we are seeing that even in the display here of Revelation 16:13, we are seeing that apostate Protestantism, who call themselves or term themselves as Christians, as children of God, they are going to turn even the papacy, the Catholic Church, who claim to be Christians, which they are not, are going to combine their forces against us in these last days. I want us to understand in depth what the Bible is speaking here about. That is going to be repeated upon us as a last day remnant church. This persecution is coming, no doubt about it. And they are coming in on every side, brethren and sisters. They are coming in on every side. So we are seeing that the Moabites and the Ammonites, plus they said beside the Ammonites came the against Jehoshaphat. It says also there came, in verse 2, there came, then came some of, and told Jehoshaphat, saying, that there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea. Oh, look at that word sea. And we know in prophetic language, sea represent what? According to Revelation 17:15, sea represent multitude and people and nation and tongue. So we are seeing that in the time of King Jehoshaphat, they came in on every side. There were so much of the enemies that encompassed around Jehoshaphat, around Jerusalem. All right? And we are seeing that others that came against God's people is going to be repeated. But when we see here that King Jehoshaphat, though the Bible said he feared, but yet he went down in sackcloth and in ashes, and he called for a day of prayer and fasting. And we have seen that God, even later down in the text, when the Spirit of the Lord came unto Jahaziel, in verse 14 of 2 Chronicles 20, all right? And in verse 14 said, then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite, we see from the priestly aspect, of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. All right? And who in these last days, as a church, as a people, has the gift of the Spirit of prophecy? Seventh-day Adventists. Who knows about the heavenly sanctuary? Who preaches the heavenly sanctuary messages and know that we are called, according to 1 Peter 2:9, a chosen people, a royal priesthood? Are we seeing the same thing playing out here that played out then in the time of King Jehoshaphat that came upon Jahaziel, who was of the priestly line? And he said in verse 15, and he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of what? This great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God. So here we are seeing, brethren and sisters, being played out here, that even though we are seeing even amongst our leaders that King Jehoshaphat feared, all right, so our leaders, we cannot look to our conference leaders, we cannot look to our pastors, we cannot look to our elders. The Bible said, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, because we know that many of our conference are going to fall. The church would tend to fall, and we are seeing that it's shaking here. So we cannot look to men. God is going to speak to humble men as he spoke to Jahaziel there. He's going to bypass many of these leaders who are going to be in apostasy, all right, who would not lead God's people in the right direction and in the right way and set priority and set example. So God is going to use humble men, Sister White said, qualified rather by the, not through institutional learning, but rather qualified by the unction of the Holy Spirit. God is going to use humble men with some of the faithful ministers. That's what the Spirit of Prophecy said. All right? And many a bright light are going to grow dim, brethren and sisters. So we got to set our feet on a sure foundation. We got to set our feet on a platform. Jesus Christ, our yesterday, today, and forever. So we got to trust God to know that God will work in our behalf. We have nothing, the Spirit of Prophecy said, we have nothing to, and the Bible, we have nothing to fear for the future except as we may forget the way the Lord has been leading us in time past. So we know what we're about. We know what is coming, brethren and sisters. But we ought not to put our head down in the earth and hide ourselves. We are not to put our tails under us as coward dogs. We got to be barking dogs according to Isaiah. Dogs that will bark and bite. We ought not to be sleeping in such a time like this. We got to be on the walls of Zion, sounding the trumpet in my holy hill, the Bible says, as the case might be. And that's what God is calling us to be in these last days. I'll give us one more example of how the enemies in time past have came against God's people. Remember the experience of Mordecai, yes, and Esther. When Haman, all right, you can read it there in the book of Esther. You can read it there that where in that experience, Haman hated Mordecai so much. Even when he was passing in the street, all people was to bow to Haman. But Mordecai would not bow to Haman. And Haman got so angry, so angry. And if we understand in Daniel chapter 11, 40 and 45, that brought out that the king of the north will be troubled, right? He will be troubled. Troubled by what? Troubled by us protesting. The protest is not over. It is over. The protest was never really a protest with the Protestant churches because it still held on to Sunday. Seventh-day Adventist since the inception of our foundation of church denomination in 1844, we have been protesting against the papacy. We have been preaching against Sunday. We have been preaching against spiritualism. We have been preaching against saints and worshiping idols and all these things. We have been protesting, brethren and sisters. So we need to continue to protest in ways and means to give the message with a loud cry, not to hold back. This is a time for us to go in the highways and by the byways to minister, thus said the Lord, and to preach his word. And when we as God's people give the message in such clarity, to preach the third angel's message in Revelation, according to Revelation 14, 9 to 11, where it says that if any man worship the beast and his image, the beast, the papacy, the image, apostate Protestantism, all right, and receive his mark in his hand or in his forehead, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, the seven last plagues. So we must give the message, brethren, that this earth will be lighted up with the power and the glory of God. According to Revelation 18, 1 to 5, we must give this message with a clear perception. We must give the message with a loud cry that the angel of Revelation 14, 6 to 12, is in the present. Right, fly in the midst of heaven. We ought to be given this message in such rapidity that we must give it in such a way that people will wake up to the sense and the realization that time is no longer. Jesus is coming soon. come out of Babylon. All right? So we have seen in the experience here of Haman, who hated Mordecai so bad that he told the king, Ahasuerus, that there are some people who are not worshiping you, who are not doing things that are right for the Persian kingdom, and to give him access and privilege, as the case might be, power to put him down, as the case might be. So King Ahasuerus, not knowing Haman's intention and motive, gave him the ring where he could have executed power over whatever he demanded. And we have seen that Haman sent out a decree, all right, to have all the Jews killed on a certain day, all right, at a certain time that was allotted. And we have seen that and understood that when he sent out that decree and it came to Mordecai's attention that Haman had wanted to send out a decree to kill all the Jews, and we have seen that he brought it to Esther, and we have seen that she were able to, she understood that she could not have gone in onto the king like that, even though she was the queen. She had to have an appointment, as the case might be, to go into the king. Anyone that goes into the king there will put to death. So Queen Esther told Mordecai that we need to have a 3 days of prayer and fasting. And Mordecai said that the Lord have called you in such a time like this, as the case might be. And we know that they went down in fasting and in praying for 3 days. And then when she went in to the king, we see the king extended his thing so she can not be destroyed. And then we see the whole situation here, there played out in that experience with Haman when he set up the gallows to hang Mordecai. Brethren and sisters, if we understand what is coming, we understand that in Georgia and in certain states, they have a lot of gallows in place right now as I speak. They have a lot of coffins in place right now as I speak. All right? And the tests are coming for us, brethren and sisters. And we have seen that Haman and his wife, right, and his children, who were pushing Haman to do these things, and we have seen what it happened, what was the result of Haman pursuing in bringing about destruction upon the Jews. He was hung on that gallows, and his whole family was killed. All right? And we are seeing that the same things are going to be played out in these last days, brothers and sisters. They're going to turn the sword upon all the pastors and the preachers and the teachers who deceived them, that they did not understand the truth. Many are going to be deceived, brethren and sisters. But we know by the grace of God, we are to be ready in the coming crisis that is before us. All right? It's a threefold union here. All right? And if we understand that it will appear to be a twofold union of apostate Protestantism and Catholicism, spiritualism will then be where they will bring about about the dead and their doctrines and all these things that they are going to deceive people with miracles and all these things. That is the spiritualistic aspect of the threefold union that will bring in the three unclean spirits like a frog that came out of the mouth of the dragon. And we know that Satan is the one that is pushing the agenda to bring about and has brought about the agenda of the threefold union. All right? So we understand that the first doctrine is the unifying error that men continue to live in spirit form. We know that Catholicism and Sunday church believers believe that when a person die, the spirit go to heaven, or they do not die altogether. And that is spiritualism. And that's what is going to bring in that spiritual aspect of spiritualism. All right? And when the leading churches of the United States united upon such points of doctrine as are held by them in common shall influence the state to enforce their decrees and to sustain their institution, then Protestant America will have formed an image of the Roman hierarchy, and the infliction of evil civil penalties upon dissenters will inevitable result. That's what the Servant of the Lord said in Great Controversy, page 445. She said the wide diversity of belief in the Protestant churches is regarded by many as decisive proof that no effort to secure a false uniformity can ever be made. But there has been for years in churches of the Protestant faith a strong and growing sentiment to favor of a union based upon common points of doctrine. To secure such a union, the discussion of subjects upon which all were not agreed, however important they might be from a Bible standpoint, must necessarily be waived. So, in other words, we all can come together and unite together, though you believe that or you believe this, as the case might be. You know? And to know that apostate Protestantism, you know, or the Protestant churches, they would not bow to images. And here they are unifying themselves with a church who bows to images and worship saints and even in worship Mary and all these things. That is the combination of the uniting together. That is called spiritualism, the immortality of the soul and the Sunday sacredness. That is two great errors, all right, that are uniting the Sunday churches, apostate Protestantism and Catholicism. Satan will bring the people under his deceptions, while the former lays the foundation of spiritualism. The latter creates a bond of sympathy with Rome. That is in Great Controversy, page 588. So we are seeing here, brethren, that how this unity of the threefold are going to come together and unite. She said here in volume 5, page 712, she said, when our nation, the United States, shall so abjure the principles of its government as to enact its Sunday law, Protestantism, listen carefully, will in this act join hands with popery. You want me to read over that for emphasis? When our nation, the United States, shall so abjure the principle or give up the principles or forfeit the principles of its government as to enact a Sunday law, Protestantism will be in this act join hands with popery. It will be nothing else than giving life to the tyranny which has long been eagerly watching its opportunity to spring again into active despotism. Brethren, volume 5, page 712 brought that out so clearly. Clear as crystal. All right? And we are seeing that this have happened already amongst Protestantism and Catholicism. She said again, and I'm quoting some scriptures here and Spirit of Prophecy to lay out here a foundation of this threefold union. She said that the Roman Church can clear her, how can, she said, how the Roman church can clear herself from the charge of idolatry, we cannot see. And this is the religion which Protestantism are beginning to look upon with so much favor and which will eventually be united with Protestantism. And it has happened already. It is, she quoted this since June 1, 1886, brethren and sisters. Come on, are we not seeing that this thing has been fulfilled to the letter? This has happened already. This union of Protestantism and Catholicism has taken place already. No more protests. She said this union will not, however, be effected by a change in Catholicism, for Rome never changes. That's why I said earlier, can a leopard change a spot? No. All right? Cannot. She claims infallibility. That's what the Roman Catholic Church claimed. She have never erred. Infallibility. All right? It is Protestantism that will change. And Protestantism has changed, brethren and sisters, for the past 5 years. Five going on 6 years. The adoption of liberal ideas on its part will bring it where it can collapse the hands of Catholicism. Brethren, that has all been fulfilled to the letter. All right? I ask again here, by entering this union, Protestantism will have emptied itself of God's power and given the control into the hands of Satan. Listen to what she said here in Bible Commentary, 7 Bible Commentary, page 983. She said, what is it that gives its kingdom to this power? Protestantism. Directly, a power which, while professing to have the temper and spirit of a femme a lamb, that's America, and to be allied to heaven, speaks with the voice of a dragon. This America is in a dragon mode as I speak. We are seeing things in place right now where they are demanding people to take this vaccine, all right? The President Biden is saying by July the 4th, he wants to have so 70%, listen carefully, 70% of the population be vaccinated. That is forced, brethren. We are seeing the lamb-like has turned into a beastly dragon mold. They are speaking like a dragon. And when this is passed, mandatory, through, we know when it is legislated to the Supreme Court, which is the highest court in the land. And we know that there are over, what, six Catholics on the Supreme Court right now, brethren and sisters. And we know that Biden also is a Catholic. He have joined the climate change by sending John Kerry to be the representative for. So all these things are in place, brethren and sisters. All these things are in place as I speak. This country is speaking like a dragon already. All right? And it is time for God's people to wake up and shake up and to know what time it is, brethren and sisters. We must make our calling and election sure. We cannot wait until the Sunday law is passed. It will be too late. Probation will be closed upon many, brethren, like the five foolish virgins who failed to have oil in their lamps. And this is why we must now, here and now, the counsel to the Laodicean. The message to the Laodicean is to buy of me gold tried in the fire and white raiment that thou may be clothed and anoint your eyes with eye salve that thou may see. Brethren and sisters, now is the time to buy and trade in your relationship with Christ and to make right in your heart, to make sure that there's not left one sin on the book that is unconfessed. We must come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy right here and right now and find help in time of need. And what is our need? Our greatest need, the spirit of prophecy in tells us the greatest need is, the most and greatest urgent need is revival and awakening of primitive godliness. That is what our greatest need is about right here and right now. Yes, we are anticipating coming events. Yes, we are looking for these things to take place. But brethren and sisters, we must be in right relationship with God right here and right now. We must be converted. We must be led by the Spirit and the power of God. And I will close up in these two last statements because I know it's late. I'm going to close off in these two last statements. Okay? Now, when the law of God is made void, when the Christian world is joined to the Catholic and the worldly, in making of none effect the commandments of God, then God's chosen people arise to defend the law of Jehovah. Evangelism, page 226, paragraph 5. Brethren and sisters, we have to defend God's law that have been trampled under the foot, the Sabbath that they claim to have changed. We must protest and stand against it. We must call out sin by its right name. Do the heavens fall? Brethren and sisters, this is time for God's people to be working aggressively by the grace of God. As long as probation continues, there will be opportunity for the canvasser to work. We must give out books. We must go back to the colporting, canvassing work that where these silent witnesses can reach the homes of those who need to come to a knowledge of the truth. When the religious denominations unite with the papacy, listen now, to oppress God's people, places where there is religious freedom will be opened by evangelistic canvassing. That's where we need to go. That's what we need to do right now and right now, brethren. And finally, there is a satanic force propelling the Sunday movement, but it is concealed, it is hidden. Even the men who are engaged in the work are themselves blinded to the results which will follow their movement. And that is in Review in 1889, January 1. Brothers and sisters, I have much more to say, but because of time, I will have to cut short the message. I know that God is calling us in such a time like that, to be in readiness mode. We must make sure all our sins go before the judgment, brethren, and we must make sure that we are sighing and crying for the abomination that is going on in the land. When we see our leaders are not calling out and backing, brethren and sisters, this is time for us. High time by the power of God in us to be armed and to be equipped with a message that God has given to us to go by the highways and by the byways and to invite those who needs to come to hear the truth as it is in Jesus. Many sheep I have, but not of this fold. And the reason why I believe, according to spirit of prophecy and the Bible, that God will not allow people to come into our churches now, all right, because of the condition, of the Laodicean condition that is going on in our churches today, all right? And this is why, by the grace of God, we need to pray and fast. We need to weep and cry out to God. We need to witness, hand out these books. To people, the great controversy, the Sunday law, steps of Christ. She said we need to give out patriarchs and prophets to people who will understand and realize how sin began and who was responsible for sin. And God will put in a new, altogether, he will set up a new kingdom. And Patriarchs and Prophets gives us insight and foresight of what was and what is to come. And we have to give out the book Great Controversy by the grace of God. You know, today I was in the store. I was in the store, and while I was at a, as I close off, I was at a cash register. One of the personnel there, a counter personnel there, asked me. He said, "You were the guy that handed me the Great Controversy." The last time I looked at him, I said, yeah. A couple of maybe months ago, I had passed there and handed them out some books. And he, I was able, in about 30, 40 seconds, was able, right there, the cash register, was able to tell him what the Great Controversy contains. And I explained to him how important that book is and how it tells us about the fall of Satan and how he tempted man to sin and how sin came into our world and Christ came to die for us. And I explained that in a nutshell to him. And he was so excited to have heard what I've told him. So, brethren, let us keep faithful. Let us keep pressing on. Let us keep holding on. And by the grace of God, I pray that we will be faithful to the end. And I would like to see, and I will talk to Brother Yudi, that we need to have some hours spent in going in true praying. Maybe we can have a fasting day where we can, a Friday, we can come on, and maybe we can do it on a Thursday. We can do some hours on a Thursday, or some on a Friday, and some on a Sunday. Maybe we can go for maybe 3 hours. I know we normally have 2 hours, but we can go for 3 hours and pray. We need to pray more, brethren and sisters. And with this in mind, let us bow as we seek the Lord in prayer. Who can? Our Heavenly Father, I am thankful, Lord, and grateful for your words that have came, Lord, to me concerning, Lord, what is coming and how I need, Lord, to share this, Father, with your people. Lord, I know that you have called us in such a time like this, Lord, to be ministers of truth, Lord, ministers of righteousness, servants, Lord, to give the message with a loud cry, to hold back nothing, dear God, to fear no man, O God, to be true as a needle to the pole, Lord, that we will not be bought or sold. Men who will be true as a needle to the pole, Lord, men who will call sin by its right name, though the heavens fall. And so, Lord, I'm praying for your people. I'm praying for each and every one, God, that we will not only hear and listen to your words and enjoy the message, but, God, that we will apply our hearts to love you, that we will apply our hearts to know you as a personal and indwelling Savior, God, and to experience wrestling with you, O God, and holding to you, O Father. Even, dear God, knowing the time that we are living in, Father, it is high time that we awake and to be filled, Lord God, with your point of your Holy Spirit. I'm praying for each and every one in this prayer line, God, tonight. I'm praying as we have heard your words, dear Father, as we have understood, dear God, what time it is, O Father, as we are proclaiming on the tower, on the walls, Lord, proclaiming and sounding the alarm in your holy mountains, Lord, in Zion, Father, for a revival and awakening of primitive godliness. Father, Lord, as we open our hearts to you, dear God, let your presence of your Holy Spirit come in full. Help us to understand and realize, God, that time is no longer, and what we must do it quickly, O Lord. And I'm praying for revival and awakening amongst us. And I'm praying for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that will seal us unto the day of redemption, that we can give this message, O God, with power and clarity, that this earth can be lightened up with your glory, that your message of the third angel will go forth in such power that the king of the north, Lord, will be troubled. And that, Father, we will be ready to give an answer to every man that has the hope that is in us. May we then strive to be part and parcel of the 144,000, that we will be armed and be equipped with thus said the Lord, it is written. Oh, Lord, I'm praying for your anointing upon us, your healing balm, your grace upon us. We need to awake and to be shaken up, Lord, from our spiritual stupor, from our spiritual lethargy, from our spiritual lukewarm condition. God, this is the time for us, Lord, to seek you while you may be found, to call upon you, Lord, while you are near. And if my people which are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and will bring healing to their land. Oh God, we are such a people in such a time like this. God, awaken your point of the Holy Spirit as we surrender, as we recommit, as we renew our vows to you, dear God. Let it be power of the power of the latter rain in our lives, oh God, that we can go out and be filled with your anointing in giving this message. Oh Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify your name. Fill each our hearts here tonight. And Lord, may we enjoy your holy Sabbath day, the seal of the living God, that we will, Lord, rest and be at peace with you. And Lord, we thank you and we praise your name. For Christ's sake, we ask all his mercies in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Elder Richardson, for that Bible study. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. It was truly a blessing. I pray that you got all the Bible verses, wrote them down so that you can go back and read it and share Job 1, 13 through 20, 2 Chronicles 1 through 2, 14 through 15, and also search the book of Esther and also Revelation chapter, Revelation 16, amen, 13. So may the Lord truly bless you. May you be encouraged and fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So trust in the Lord, brothers and sisters. Be faithful. Again, happy Sabbath. Jesus loves you. And take care now.